Welcome to the Beis Havad's Business Halacha Daily. Today I'm joined by Rabbi Yosef Kushner, Dayan at the Beis Havad. So how far does this go, this Iser Hanah? Let's say I own a warehouse and I have a client, a tenant, who's storing chametz. So if I would tell him he can't store chametz there, then he wouldn't take a lease. So is that called, is that...
Right, so this is actually discussed in Shulchan Aruch Tzim and Tof Nun Sif Hei. If the person rents a warehouse and he has to pay you regardless of if he stores chametz or not, then that rent is not for chametz. That rent is for the use of the warehouse. If he stipulates lahedi, it's for chametz, then some shittos hold you can all do that within 30 days of Pesach. That's something a person should know about. If you want to rent someone commercial lease, that's a liquor store, which is the storage of chametz, she came to it maybe 30 days before Pesach. But Shabura brings two studs, and he's not machriya if it's asr or mutter. But a general warehouse, the guy doesn't say what he's putting inside. So that's fine, he has to pay. There is a different type of storage, something called a fulfillment center, something like that, where they pay you where you own a warehouse, and they pay per pallet. Okay, so that's very different. Each pallet of chametz you're getting paid for. So as the pallets come in, you get paid, and if there'll be less pallets, you get paid less. If there'll be no chametz, you wouldn't get paid at all. So that money you cannot take. That's taka halacha and shulchan aruch tof mem sif dalet. If you're getting paid, where a guy comes and uses my oven, and he pays for every challah he makes, he pays me, I can't take that money. Because that's directly tied to the chametz. So any payment that's tied to chametz, you can't take, even if it's for storage. If you own a truck and you're trucking freight, there's different ways how to set it up. But if you're getting paid per pallet and per chametz in the pallet, that's you can't take that money. And if you're a freight broker and you're getting paid for how much freight is brokered, you can't take that money if it's chametz. If you're getting paid to broker a full truck and technically even the truck was empty, the guy has a right to the whole truck, so then maybe it'd be like an empty warehouse. They have to pay anyways. I have to think about that. But if you're getting paid for pound or per pallet and it's tied to the items, then the Shulchan Aruch says, you know, I'll be nana, you can't take that money, Taka.
If you enjoyed this video and would like to receive more like it or to sponsor a future video, please visit beishavad.org.